Good morning. We're continuing with Yodam Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Hei, and we're starting Siman Beis in the series on the topic of Tosef Shabbos and Kiddush and Halakas Neiris, is sponsored anonymously. It's a schus for Shidduchim for those who need it. So the Chayyadam now here deals with what is the definition of Tosef Shabbos? What do you need to do to be Mekayim, the mitzvah say of Tosef Shabbos? And we said Tosef Shabbos is the Raisa. Is it dependent on your Kabbalah? Or there's a Zman, which is added on to Shabbos. Whether you intentionally add it on or not, the Zman is automatically added to Shabbos. So we have two possibilities over here. We have a possibility that it's automatic, and one possibility is that it's not automatic. One has to be in the Kabbalah. And then within that argument, whether it's automatic or from the Kabbalah, what exactly is the fulfillment of the Sefer Shabbos? What do you need to do to fulfill the concept of the Sefer Shabbos? Is the main thing refraining from halacha? That would be, if I intentionally refrain from halacha without saying I'm being makabel, by intentionally refraining from halacha, arguably I'm being moisev onto Shabbos. So that's part of what the Chayyadim touches on right now. Alvagab denoigim shemakabel Shabbos ele b'mizmer shir oy b'boruchu. Even though the minig of people is that Kabbalah Shabbos is through some type of action to be Mekabel Shabbos, some type of dibur to be Mekabel Shabbos. Once upon a time, that was with Baruch Hu. When they said Baruch Hu and they started Maariv, means they're davening Maariv for Shabbos, they're saying that it's Shabbos. So the act of davening Maariv formed as a form of a Kabbalah for Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos that we have in the Siddur, but the liturgy was only added approximately 400 years ago, and it actually was not automatically niskabel amongst all of Klal Yisrael. Some Sefer writes when he grew up in Frankfurt, not everybody said Kabbalah Shabbos, and the way he used to do it was they had it was optional. People would come to the shul for Kabbalah Shabbos, those who wanted to say it. And then there would be a break between Kabbalah Shabbos and Maariv, and then people who just wanted to come for Maariv would come for Maariv. It was not part of the original Siddur. It was instituted based by the Chochmei Tzvas, time of the Rizal. It wasn't automatically accepted as being, and that is the minig, that's the explanation for the minig, why we say Kabbalah Shabbos from the Bima as opposed to from the Omid, was to differentiate and show that this is not something which one has to say. When you finish Kabbalah Shabbos, you move to the Amid like every other tefillah, regular tefillah. So Kabbalah Shabbos was either with Baruch Hu, in a place where they weren't saying Kabbalah Shabbos, so the Tosef Shabbos would be accepted through saying Baruch Hu starting Maariv. In a place where they said Kabbalah Shabbos, so then when they start saying Mizmer Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, you're declaring it a Shabbos. There's some who suggest that the Kabbalah actually starts from L'cha Dodi, when we turn, as it were, to greet the Boi Kala, Boi Kala. At that point in time, we're inviting the Kala in, we're inviting the Shabbos in. But the Chayyadim says, it's not necessary. The Kabbalah, even that's how people look at it, that is the Kabbalah which generates the Kabbalah Shabbos, the Tosef Shabbos. The truth is, I feel low yispal of klal, even if a person wasn't davening at all, wasn't lighting the Eris, wasn't davening, the Tosef Shabbos takes effect automatically. Kamokam kimen shehu be'erech chatzi shor kodem halayla, b'meila chalul lov Shabbos, v'asu b'melacha. So Tosef Shabbos will take effect automatically. Now, this is the. So where does the issue of being makabel Shabbos apply? El the kodem lechatzi shor toli im kibul alav b'mitzvah shirli or mashabbos or betvila or kishidlik aneris. Person wants to add on more than the minimal amount. That already requires a kabbalah, a Tosefis. But the minimal amount, which the Chayyadim before said was Banish Moshes plus some time for the Safik plus the minimal amount of time for to Sefer Shabbos, that amount, the Chayyadim says, is automatic. Okay. Person wants to add in anything more than that, that depends on the person's Maisa of Kabbalah. Now, over here in the Pesukim Mishaburah, he points out that the Mishaburah really limits the scope of the statement of the Chayyadim. But Hashem, we will do that in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.